Do you need a total reset to nurture your creativity and inspired life? When life's inevitable obstacles pile up, it can be difficult to create. Burnout is a huge creative block. Believe me, I've been there. In fact, I'm literally working on my reset right now. Welcome to Your Creative Chord, where nurturing creativity and inspiration meet transformation. I'm your host, Jenny Lee Hodgins. I'm here to empower you on your creative path with every episode of Your Creative Chord podcast. I invite you to sign up at Your Creative Chord, that's C-H-O-R-D, yourcreativechord.com/get inspired here. Where you'll get exclusive access to creative tips and stay informed about my latest books, courses, and products to keep the inspiration flowing. And if you found value in Your Creative Chord podcast today, please share it with someone who could use these encouraging insights. To celebrate the reboot of Your Creative Chord podcast and my new hub at yourcreativechord.com, I've been featuring a series dedicated to jumpstarting your creative chord. Although I intended this as a three-part series, I decided to split today's topic into two episodes to make the ideas easier for us to digest and apply. So today's episode is the third of a four-episode series, and next week we'll continue from today and conclude the series. So what's it all about? Each of these episodes features the ideas from my inspirational bookmark trio that I designed as a free gift for you. The bookmarks offer three solid strategies to kickstart your journey to creative empowerment. So if you're just tuning in, you may enjoy listening to the last two episodes as well. In the first episode, episode 41, Creative Exploration Formula, I fleshed out the path that my Creative Exploration Formula bookmark outlines to jumpstart any creative project. And in that episode, I covered how to get into the creative zone, minus the negative inner critic, or to start or continue a new project. If you're curious about tapping your creativity, or you're facing a creative block, or you just need a refreshed approach to getting your imaginative juices flowing, check out that episode, Creative Exploration Formula number 41. Last week's Keys for Nurturing Creativity episode 42 expanded on my bookmark called Keys for Nurturing Creativity. It includes key ideas that I personally use and that creators I've interviewed, studied with, or researched have used for boosting creative flow. So today's episode features the ideas from the third bookmark of my free inspirational bookmark trio. This is episode 43. It's called Reset Your Energy and Creative Flow. Today, we'll deal with how to handle creative blocks or bounce back from burnout. Would you like your own handy copy of my bookmark trio to help you keep in the creative imaginative zone? If so, you can grab your free inspirational bookmark trio at yourcreativechord, that's C-H-O-R-D, yourcreativechord.com/get inspired here. Do you need a total reset to nurture your creativity and inspired life? When life's inevitable obstacles pile up, it can be difficult to create. Burnout is a huge creative block. Believe me, I've been there. In fact, I'm literally working on my reset right now. Creativity needs energy and certain elements to allow natural flow. And, you know, stress can be a catalyst for tremendous creative output. But stress can also stifle creativity. I'm personally juggling being a solo entrepreneur, author, course creator, creative skill development as a pianist, composer, poet, podcaster, with my caregiver role and a grueling role as a volunteer HOA board president. I've just gone through a period where I got so busy helping and protecting others that my life became entirely derailed from my personal creative and career goals. Ooh, lots of life learning there. The past few years of constant challenges plus the horrific current news about the world have really worn my energy and focus. My sleep quality and quantity have suffered, and each time I got through one crisis, another one hurled its way toward me, and thinking of my to-do list just exhausted me. This level of burnout and floundering is unlike me. I'm a person with a relentless drive. I have a powerful initiative to lead others toward positivity through my abundant positive energy. Usually. But whenever I mentioned my personal struggles to others, they quickly chimed in that these were relatable to them. So if you feel stressed, you are not alone. A while back, I listened to life coach and author Mel Robbins talk about her reset workshop, and she made me realize that my exhaustion from my problems, the new pandemic norm, and the state of our world, this is not unusual to be a stressor for anyone. And burnout from stress is as real for me as it is for others. I burnt candles at both ends for others and for far too long. So I know that it's crucial to take care of myself so I may be my best for others. Such a cliche, yet self-care is still the root of my problem whenever I suffer burnout or creative block. So I'm just giving you food for thought. It's also a big part of the solution, self-care. The idea of a total reboot inspired me, so I decided to do my version of a complete reset, R-E-S-E-T. Wipe the slate clean, start fresh. I'm devoting myself to my personal R-E-S-E-T reset. These ideas may be helpful to you, especially if you're burned out or you need a creative boost. So here's my version of how to reset your energy and creative flow after burnout. So I'm using the letters to spell reset, R-E-S-E-T. Let me share my version of reset. R equals regularly rest. Regularly rest your body, your mind, and your spirit. Rest is first, because when you have burnout, you must rest to replenish your energy. So how do you rest? Limit your screen use and your work hours. I'll go into that in a little more depth in another episode, like how do you limit your work hours? To me, that's about time and energy management. And we're going to go in depth about how to be more effective so you don't have to work as long or as hard. But how do you rest? Limit screen use and work hours. Do nothing more often. Seriously, do nothing. Daydream, take a nap, mindlessly walk in nature. I'm looking out my window at a robin and the wind blowing the trees and the bushes. The robin is just pouncing around looking for worms, jumping around. That's my version of doing nothing, just daydream, look at nature. Take a walk in nature mindlessly, just, you know, absorbing nature itself without any thinking. Listen to music that is restful and relaxes you. Whatever it takes to go to your happy place and stay there a while. So here's a prompt for you about R equals regularly rest. Think about your current rest habits. Are you prioritizing rest for your body, your mind, and your spirit? Identify one small change you can make to include more rest into your daily or weekly routine. So for me, I've been using yoga first thing in the morning and right before I go to bed at night to rest my mind and my body. And yoga helps me kind of calm my thoughts and wind me down. So what is one small change you can make to include more rest into your daily or weekly routine? Another thing I am doing is sitting still and quiet in the morning at breakfast. I'm reading a book usually, and then I take a few moments after I've finished my breakfast. I sit quietly with my cat who's by my side wherever I go, and I just take in the moment. I look out the window at nature for just 5-10 minutes. That's me prioritizing rest and making very small changes to include more rest in my daily routine. So what's your priority for rest? That was the letter R for reset. Now let's do the next letter, E, R-E. So E is for essentials only. Drop the stuff that matters less. As a caregiver, a board president, and a solo entrepreneur, my task list seems endless. It's hard for me to drop things because I feel like everything matters. But when everything matters, nothing matters. There needs to be a priority, or in my case, three priorities. So essentials only means going back to your core values. Those are your priorities. Only the essentials matter. So lining up your priorities with your core values. Remember that less is more in terms of energy and happiness. The less we do, the happier we feel, the more fulfilled, the more energy we have. And when there's less to focus on, we have better quality with whatever it is we're prioritizing. Our output is more quality when we do less than when we try to do too many things. You can drastically diminish your task list when you focus on what you want to achieve. Focus on what you want to achieve. So first, set your priorities or your goals based on your core values. There's a lot of excess in our lives. People are constantly looking at emails that really aren't significant. You know, people are looking at social media and engaging in social media in ways that really aren't your priorities. So take a look at, you know, what really are your priorities and kind of narrow your focus on that. And that will eliminate a lot of the excess that you really don't need there. I'm just going to reiterate, focus on the one thing that will make the biggest impact on your goal. Everything else can wait. And after you complete that one goal, you pick the next priority, and then you focus only on the essentials to reach that goal. So here's something for you to think about with regard to the letter E of reset, essentials only idea. Reflect on your tasks and commitments right now. Are there any non-essential activities or responsibilities that you can let go of to create more space for what truly matters to you? Clarify one or two priorities based on your core values that you really want to focus on. I'll give you an example of one of my core values or priorities that I want to focus on because I have a couple of books and a course coming out that are for new and returning piano learners. Based on my 30 years of as a music educator and piano teacher and piano performer, I'm preparing to launch other episodes specific to that to help piano learners, as well as launching those products for people. That's my effort to help other people based on my expertise and what I've done in my life. But for myself personally, I want to polish the core value that I have is finding beauty in daily life, or polishing my skill at finding beauty or creating beauty in daily life. One way that I do that is as a piano player. So one focus that I have based on my core values is it's part of my business. It's also part of my personal life is contributing to others through my knowledge of the piano and, you know, my life as a teacher and performer, but also maintaining my creative skills as a piano player and a composer. So every day I schedule it in that I practice piano every day for a certain amount of time. That's a core value. It helps me experience beauty, express beauty, appreciate beauty. It uses my skills also to the point where I can help other people with that. I'm just giving you an example. Clarify one or two priorities or core values that you want to focus on. And if there are non-essential activities or responsibilities that you can let go of to create more space for what truly matters to you, cut out the clutter, basically. Today, we've covered the first two letters, R and E, of our total reset, R-E-S-E-T. So again, to review, R of reset is for regularly rest. E of reset for R-E-S-E-T, is essentials only. And those essentials are based on your core values, what's meaningful to you. In the next episode, we'll share the rest of RESET, R-E-S-E-T, which is spelled out in the letters S-E-T of that word. So today we covered R-E. Next week, we're going to cover the rest of the word S-E-T. Let's review the prompts for the first part of your RESET using the letters R-E of RESET. R equals regularly rest. How can you incorporate regular rest into your routine? Think about that. One thing I'm doing is prioritizing a nighttime routine and going to bed at a decent hour so I get more sleep. E equals essentials only. What are the essentials in your life that deserve your focus? I hope this episode and the prompts inspire and rejuvenate your creative spark. But if you need to hit that reset button, you can download your free bookmark trio at yourcreativecord, that's C-H-O-R-D, yourcreativecord.com/get-inspired-here. You'll get all three bookmarks, including the Creative Exploration Formula, My Keys for Nurturing Creativity, and Reset Your Energy and Creative Flow, which is what we just covered the first part of in this episode. And next week, you'll get the rest of it. You'll have everything you need to replenish and get inspired. And I am personally pushing myself to blast away any obstacles or negativity while safeguarding my wellness. I will continue posting weekly Your Creative Cord podcast episodes as our go-to source for inspiration and motivation. Also, please feel free to leave a comment to share your struggles and goals and questions or topics of interest and best tips. So I'll see you next week, where creativity and inspiration meet transformation.